Hello friends! Welcome back to Wonderfully Made, Bible Stories for Children. I'm so glad you're here. Last time, we met Deborah, a wise and brave woman whom God chose to lead his people. Today, we meet another judge. But this one didn't feel brave at all at first. His name was Gideon. And his story shows us that God's power works best when we feel weak. Are you ready for his story? Let's jump in. After Deborah helped Israel win peace, the people lived happily for a while. But soon, they forgot about God again and started doing what was wrong. Because of this, God allowed their enemies, the Midianites, to come and take over. The Israelites were so scared, they hid in caves and mountains. The Midianites stole their crops and animals and left them with almost nothing. So, the Israelites cried out to God again. And God, in his kindness, answered. One day, a young man named Gideon was hiding in a winepress, secretly threshing wheat so the Midianites wouldn't steal it. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared and said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Gideon did not believe the angel because the Midianites had done many bad things to Israel. But the Lord told him, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand." Gideon replied, "But how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." He was nervous. Was this really God? So he asked God for a sign, and then another sign, and God answered both times. God was very patient with Gideon. Finally, Gideon believed God and gathered a big group to fight. But God had a surprise. He told Gideon that his army was too big. Too big? That's not something soldiers usually hear. God didn't want Israel to think they had won by their own strength. So he told Gideon to send soldiers home, first those who were afraid, and then more based on how they drank water from a stream. At the end, only 300 men out of the 22,000 Gideon had picked were left. That night, God gave Gideon one more sign to help him be brave. Then, with just 300 men carrying trumpets, torches, and jars, they surrounded the Midianite camp in the dark. When Gideon gave the signal, they blew their trumpets, smashed their jars, and shouted. The Midianites were so scared and confused, they ran away and turned on each other. Israel didn't even need to fight. God had saved them, with just 300 men and one faithful leader. Let's think about a few things together. Have you ever felt too small to do something big God wanted you to do? If God calls you something, brave, strong, or kind, even before you feel it, can you believe him? What do you think God sees in you? Sometimes we feel too small, too weak, or too afraid. But that's okay. God's strength is perfect, even when we feel unsure. When we trust him, he can use us for big things, just like Gideon. Thanks for joining me today. Next time, we'll meet Samson, A man with incredible strength who forgot where his power really came from. What can we learn from his rise and fall? Don't miss it. Until then, remember, you are wonderfully made and God has a special purpose for you. Bye for now.